This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is accusing Bangladesh of not moving quickly enough to safeguard its workers following this spring's terrible factory collapse. To drive home its complaint, the U.S. says it's taking away Bangladesh's duty-free access to the American market, a move that will drive up tariffs on goods made in the South Asian country. With developments today, the BBC's Mahfuz Sadiq is in the capital city of Dhaka. Mr. Sadiq, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Government officials in Bangladesh are reacting to what is essentially a punishment from the U.S. What are they saying?
Well, Bangladesh's foreign ministry has said concrete and visible measures have been taken, actually, to improve factory safety and protect workers' rights. And they've actually termed the suspension as shocking for the country's factory workers. And different officials of the government have reacted strongly. But they have also expressed hope that within a few months, one of the officials have gone on to even point out 6 months, they will be able to have a discussion and maybe get this lifted.
What exactly does the U.S. want out of Bangladesh?
President Obama's proclamation, where he goes on to add that because Bangladesh is not taking steps to afford internationally recognized worker rights, that is why the U.S. government has taken this decision. I think from the part that is understood here as well, that this is a signal that if Bangladesh and the government here, as well as factory owners, don't take measures to improve workers' safety as well as labor rights, this could have repercussions, not just for the U.S., but also outside globally. For example, the European Union, which does export even a larger chunk of the export business of the garments that come out of Bangladesh.
The BBC's Mahfuz Sadiq from Bangladesh. Mr. Sadiq, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.